Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And it's always cool coming in here and doing this show after Dougal because I automatically have like a big old fat smile on my face just kind of listening to some of that.
Yeah, I think he caught you giggling there in the background a little bit on the last hour.
I was okay
until... Some of them was pretty good lines.
I was okay until the story about David thinking the trees are white.
There you go.
I was okay.
It happens.
I was
it happens.
Okay up to the point right there.
He's Jewish. He doesn't know that much about it.
And they're in L.A.
Yeah.
They live in L.A. They're not like here in the Pacific Northwest where every time you look out your window.
You see a tree.
There is an evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I'm also from New Jersey. I mean, you know, and Westerly, Rhode Island's picking this up. So, you know, so we're also from there. But you look out. And at this time of year, you see, you don't see all this green we're seeing here. You see all the green up in there. That would be like bare because most of the trees drop their leaves. So that was kind of fun. And I just tried to be quiet in the studio, Penny. But, you know, you were laughing, too, you must say.
Well, I have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Kind of a given with
yeah,
things
you have
he
to.
Says.
You have to. But it's all, you know, this is really, you know, for everybody out there, look it. Today's show is really for all of us. And the reason being is that we're coming into this holiday season. And many of you that I've talked with, and thank you, shout out to all of you I met the other night at the healing event at the Ascension Foundation. It was great to meet the listeners. Some of you have been listening since 2003-04. It's the first time we've actually met face to face. So that was kind of incredible. But one of the things that I know is you want to go into this season in the best shape you've been in. And so how can we do that? Well, the place to start is by getting a sense and an understanding. Dr. Thane's joining me here today. And I want to tell you, Dr. Stephen Thane, one of the conversations that came up the other day, and I don't think he even knows how timely this conversation is that he and I are going to have, is that somebody was saying to me that they didn't actually believe that there was a radio venue like this. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe that there was a station like KKNW and WBO2. Because we do live in a little isolated slice of things. But because of what has happened on this station and other stations kind of following suit, there's been a new message. And so today we're going to talk about understanding health choices. And there are people listening to this show all over the world that are not as, how should I say, you're not like me, who had to almost die in order to figure out that there are health choices. So what we're actually trying to prevent here, Dr. Thane, is we're actually trying to prevent people from actually going down the path that I went down, from actually, you know, putting yourself and your health in serious condition. So today, Dr. Stephen Thane and I are going to talk about this incredible, incredible conversation about understanding health choices, patch or fix, disease care or health care, relief concept or corrective concept. All of these will be explained and we'll have a very, very important conversation. Dr. Stephen Thane is a regular on the show. He is a board certified doctor of chiropractic in the state of Washington, but he is much more than that. You know, I got to take a tour and actually he did an examination on me and I am going back for a follow-up examination as well. And so one of the things that I don't know if we'll get to talk about it today. I don't know if he'll ask me about it. But when you're working with somebody like Dr. Thane, and, you know, this is the first time experience and he's testing you for something and you actually feel something in your body by a very slight touch or adjustment. And he has to explain this better than I can. But when you're actually on a table and someone is working with you and you start to feel things, you get the magic of what we're talking about and what we're talking about today. He is someone that has grown his care, his practice into two offices with five doctors and 10 massage therapists and much more. I got to tour his office, Wellness One, in Bellevue, and the website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. Amazing place. I also got to see what his wife is doing. I don't know if he'll talk about that today at all, but this is a very important show. And for those of you out there, I need to just tell you, we're going to give away three thorough evaluations, and we'll talk about that. But what you, those of you that won last time, found was that instead of just a test, you got the full meal deal. You got a complete evaluation. So we're going to talk about this some more. Dr. Thane, thank you for joining us here today. Very timely conversation. And, you know, I think I do take for granted how much we are surrounded with what the idea of wellness. And that is not the case across this country.
It's, you know, it's interesting. I've pretty much always been here my whole life, so this is what I'm kind of used to. But I just had a doctor move up from California, and he's saying it's different there. It's different, and he's from New York originally.
Oh.
And so it's just a lot different over there.
Yep.
But we do, I guess this is a unique area of the country.
It is. It's special in terms of health and wellness, leading edge, provocative care. Things are happening here that are not happening. I mean, we've got a guy by the name of Dr. Klinghart, and, you know, if anybody knows who that gentleman is, you know, he's been out of the box for years. They can't even figure out a box for him. But, you know, he does what he does, and people come from all over the world. Same thing with you. You know, you're talking about wellness and overall picture. And I think it's good to start with that conversation by taking a look at the definition, the true definition of health.
Well, the definition of health is a state of optimal mental, physical, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, according to Webster's Dictionary. And the key phrase is not merely the absence of. So when you talk about, you know, corrective care or relief care, our society or our culture, our health system, it's not really a health system, it's a disease system. It's based on symptoms. It's relieving those, you know, those symptoms. And that's what it's all about. And that really isn't health. Just because you're you know, if you have a headache and you take something to get rid of it, that doesn't mean your headache is cured or fixed. You know, there's your reason you're having headaches, not because you're lacking, you know, Midrin or Excedrin or Tylenol. Something's resulting in that, and taking a drug which changes your body chemistry, which, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, all headaches are a result of a chemical imbalance in the body. That's where they come from. That's why drugs work so well. You know, you introduce a drug into your body and it changes your chemistry. Well, but you're not, I always tell you, you're not having the headache because you're lacking Advil or Excedrin. Something's resulting in that chemical change. What can we do to find out to help your body to regain its balance?
Well, and, you know, this is really becoming more and more difficult for us. And it's so interesting. We're talking about this. And, you know, you and I have chatted about this before. But I was watching something on television. A commercial came in, and it was for a brand new drug that was going to relieve the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis or something like that. It's going to remove the symptoms. And that was, of course, before they went into, you know, not only if you take this drug, you could get sick, blah, 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 and you may even die. But before that little thing, there is in our medical profession right now, there are some buckets that you get put in where cure isn't even a word that they will use.
Right. You know, and I got to say, cure is an interesting word.
It
because
is.
Honestly, there never is a cure. I mean, you're never cured because you are a different person today than you will be tomorrow, than you will be a week from now, than you will be a year from now. So even though you may be symptom free at this point, or you may be healthy, you don't know where you're going to be next year. And as your life changes, as your choices changes, as your body changes, you know, you never get, it's such a strange thing, you never get cured. You can't get healthy one day and then decide to stop eating right and exercising and expect to be healthy at another time. So if you're cured from something now, that doesn't mean you're going to be cured in the future. Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, the condition that gets popped out of there, though, is that you will never be well. You see what I'm saying? If you don't take this drug to, like, hit your symptoms or mask them or hide them,
yeah,
then you're just going to be, like, miserable the rest of your life. That's the message.
Yeah.
Right? You see what I'm saying?
It's a
little different.
Too, yeah.
isn't it a difference between like what you and I discovered when I came in to see you? It's like, okay, you're right. I am not the person I was 10 years ago, 10 minutes ago.
Right.
But I am a different person, and maybe we have to have a different approach. But right. We're going to have an approach here.
Absolutely. And the key is, you know, that you talked about the magic, you know. There is a magic in each one of us that creates health. What we need to do is just tap into that and let it happen. Find out what we can do to allow that to express itself. And that's the key. And that's what we need to be looking for. Not how do we suppress a symptom, but how do we open up that power within? I was told, you know, the power that made the body is the power that heals the body. That's what we need to allow to be expressed. And that's what we need to find how to do.
Do you feel that in your work, and we talked about this earlier when we opened the show, in your work and in your platform right now, I mean, do you literally have an open canvas here for you to explore wellness?
Well, yeah. You know, the thing that I've learned is it's gotten so complicated. And it really honestly is not that complicated. I mean, first of all, the intelligence that runs our body is so beyond our realm of understanding. Are you thinking about your kidneys right now? Do you realize they're filtering out the bad things? Let me ask you a question. How do you know how your kidneys, how does your kidney know what to keep and what to get rid of? I don't know. Do you know?
That's a really good question.
I mean, your liver right now is processing bad things. How does your liver know what's bad, what to eliminate, what to remove? How does it know that? This isn't an educate thing. There is an intelligence in us that runs everything and just does it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even when you're sleeping, your liver's doing its thing, the kidneys are doing their thing, and they know what to keep, they know what to get rid of. That is what we need to tap into. That's the magic. That's the intangible thing that we don't know about. You know, the greatest doctor in the world resides within you. No PhD from Stanford or UCLA or whatever college, Harvard, they can't tell you what your kidneys are supposed to be doing right this second because they aren't inside Dr. Pat's body. So they don't know exactly what's supposed to be. But I'll tell you, inside you, your body knows. And if we just allow the body, if we provide it what it needs, it will do that. And that's really what wellness is all about, is understanding that we need to allow that process to happen and provide it what it needs.
I love this. Dr. Stephen Thane joining us here today. What does patch or fix mean? I can't wait to hear what he's got to say about this because my whole life is going to probably pass in front of me at this point. We also have some really cool giveaways, which we'll announce when we come back. If you have questions for us on the show today, want to get them in here, you can give them to Brian. You could call in. You can use the instant feedback system on the show. If you want to call in and have a chat with us, 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free. 1-800-930-2819. Patch or fix? Which one will you take? We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. And I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Stephen Thane joining me here today. Before we jump ahead to Patch or Fix and also take our caller, let's give out some information about Wellness One. Let people know how they can find out more about you on the internet and phone number. And then we'll talk about the giveaway in a minute.
Okay. Phone number is 425-644-8386. The internet is www.bellevue.wellnessone.net. So,
all right, today's show. Are you ready, everybody? Understanding health choices. Now, it wasn't until a few years ago that I even understand that there were choices.
Yeah.
I mean, just that in itself is an enormous concept to grab.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
And then, you know, then there's figuring out, getting the knowledge, getting the understanding about what's possible, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what we're talking about when we say choices. And we have a call we'll take in a minute. But let's talk about the patch fix idea, because that has been really my healing journey.
Yes.
Along the way.
I think it's a lot of people's. And most people, you know, when people come to my office, I always give them that option. One of the four common myths of chiropractic is, once you go to a chiropractor, you always have to go for the rest of your life. Well, that's not true. You don't have to. There are different ways you can utilize chiropractic, as you can with any type of treatment or modality or drug or anything. And understanding that when somebody comes in for care, you can explain to them, I can work with you to get you out of pain or remove the symptoms, or I can work with you to change or enhance your health. That's patch or fix. Do we want to work to strengthen and stabilize and make changes, or do we want to just get you rid of your pain or symptoms? And so when you talk to people about chiropractic, you know, and honestly, when most people come with a back pain or a neck pain, most conditions will usually respond within somewhere between 10 or 15 or 20 visits total, and they'll be out of pain. But to actually change someone, to work to make towards wellness, that takes time. And so I always give people that option. How do you want me to work with you? It's your choice. What direction do you want to go? Obviously, you know, my concern is to make a difference in somebody's life and to help them to be able to be healthy and vital and do the things that they love and want to do. But if that's my goal and that's not their goal, that's not good.
No.
It's like I was told, look, you need to tell me where you want to go. If you want to go to New York, I'll tell you how to get to New York. But if you want to, if I'm heading to New York, but you want to go to Bozeman, Montana, that's not good. We both need to be on the same page. Do you want to just get pain relief? Do you just want to just patch this problem? Or do you want to actually fix it? And do you want to go in that direction?
Well, you know, and this is a conversation that really talks to my own journey because, you know, when I first started on this journey in 2004, this was before I had any of the information you and I were talking about.
Yeah.
I only thought there was one choice.
Yeah.
I thought there was one choice.
Right.
Right.
And
I didn't know any better. I grew up all my life. I didn't understand about alternative health, alternative care. I don't even like that term anymore. Integrative medicine, functional medicine, whatever it is, chiropractic, the way it addresses the whole. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, the option that we have is one, which is just patch care. I mean, that's what this country is. It's patch care. You know, you go to the doctor when you have a symptom and then they treat the symptom and they send you on your way. And I always tell people, you know, when you're having a symptom, that's a warning sign. And by the way, symptoms don't show up first. They show up last. There has to be some kind of malfunction going on in your body, usually for a period of time before you even have a symptom show up. Best example of this is if you know everybody who's ever had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
And did they the day before they have the heart attack, do you know, did they have any symptoms that day or did they not?
Yeah, they did.
They did, actually. That's unusual. Most people had none, but...
Well, I didn't know there were symptoms, but most people... I have situations... No, my uncle...
Yeah.
Young guy, my favorite uncle, the youngest of the brothers, no symptom.
No symptom.
He was doing his job.
Right.
And he was...
How
he
old?
Was great, he was... He had to be in his 40s. And he was Mr. Muscle, my Uncle Joey. And, oh my gosh, it was like, bam, gone.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Now,
my stepmom, the same thing.
See, now heart attacks.
Bam, gone.
Heart attacks, here's the interesting thing. For most people, the first sign of heart disease is a heart attack. And what happened with your uncle? He died.
He did. So did my stepmom.
Put A plus B. The first sign of heart disease is death for most people. Because most people don't survive a heart attack.
No, that's right.
We see it on TV and they bring everybody back. That does happen, but that's not usually the case.
None of my relatives fit in that category.
Yeah.
No, all of them that have had heart attacks, that was it, pretty
much. So the first sign of heart disease was death for most people. Mm-hmm. So if we're waiting for a symptom, that's not a good thing to be doing. But that's the way our society is. Oh, everything's fine. We'll wait till you have a heart attack and then and we'll try and deal with it. Well, we'll do surgery to the arteries. We'll... give you some blood thinners. I'm not a big proponent of that because if we're altering the blood chemistry, what does blood do? It carries oxygen to the body. If you're taking something to thin the blood.
Everybody's on blood thinners.
I'm sorry.
You know, it seems like if you hit 60 and above, take an aspirin, thin the blood, thin the blood. Coumadin, thin the blood.
Yeah.
And they can't regulate it. I mean, Linda's mom is a perfect example. Blood thinner. Can somebody please figure out why you can't regulate it?
We need to be taking some actions to help the body to balance and thin its own blood rather than giving it something artificially to create that.
What an epic concept.
Oh, an idea,
oh
huh?
Let's take our caller, and then we're going to let everybody know how you can receive. One of three of you actually will receive one of these giveaways, and if, Lori, you haven't received it, we'll give you the first one. Mr. Benny.
Let's take Lori from Seattle. She has a question about a muscle tear.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. First, I want to mention that the latest blood thinner, Pradaxa, that they advertise on TV.
Yeah.
My father almost died this summer. His blood count went down from 42 to 19 from Pradaxa. So I would say it's convenient. You don't have to get your blood checked because it's not like Coumadin. You have to get your blood checked. But
every week with Coumadin.
Yeah, but 240 people have died from Pradaxa.
You're kidding.
No, since May.
How does that happen?
So, and it gets approved, you know, so I was just going to tell anybody if they know of any relative that's on Pradaxa to get off of it now and go on to Coumadin or something else.
Linda, I'm telling you, if you're listening to this show, make sure they didn't switch your mother's blood thinner, okay? How can we help you today,
Lori? Well, my question is, this has been several months ago, and I have a tear. And the way it affects my body is when I sit for too long or when I climb stairs. Otherwise, I walk and I'm fine. Is there something that can be helped with chiropractic through that?
Where is the tear?
It's a muscle, and it's somebody told me it sounds like the sartorius muscle. Is that possible?
No, the sartorius muscle is down into the leg, and it crosses from the outer side of the leg to the inner side of the leg. Is that where you're feeling it?
It's interesting because it's there, but it's also where the piriformis muscle is.
Okay.
So I'm not sure which one it is, but I know it hurts when I sit, and it hurts climbing stairs.
Okay. Well, you know, again, the body will heal the tissues if it's there could be a situation happening with inflammation that's preventing that tissue to heal properly. You know, things that are very beneficial, obviously, for healing a muscle is massage. That's one of the best things you can do. Making sure that you're drinking lots of water and staying away from foods that are inflammatory type foods will perpetuate the inflammation process. But usually what I'll recommend for people with things like that is massage therapy because they can get in there. They can help the circulation to improve it. They can gently work with the tissues to help that healing process to be able to work fully. What happens with muscles at times is they go into a spasm and they get some constrictors that happens and that limits some of the blood flow to certain areas that need to, in order to heal, you got to have circulation. So that might be something that's happened if it's continued to be perpetuated. So that would be something that I'd be looking at for you. If you're interested in the inflammatory food sheet, I can give you an inflammatory food sheet. If you'll give your email or whatever contact to whoever they can here, I'll forward that to her.
Yep. Lori, and have you gotten, have you won from us any of the examinations we've been giving away with?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to win one of the three we're going to give away today?
Yeah, that would be great.
Then you can get to see him like I got to see him.
Yay.
The other thing I want to tell you is I have a tear in my bicep muscle, my left bicep muscle, and I've had it for a while, and it's better, gets better, better, better. What I have found to put on topically, just FYI, and I have a little ritual that I do. I put it on and then I wrap it, is Toprosin.
What do you wrap it? You wrap it with just something?
An ACE bandage or, you know, believe me, I if you would have seen me a year ago, I was mummified. I look like a mummy when I go to bed. You know what I'm saying? It's not really good for your sex life to do that, but just that's an aside. But I just wanted to say to you, but Toprosin, and if you just wrap it at night, what it does is it works. And Lou's been on and he's talked about it. All I know is that it's, for me, it's the best thing that I could have come across for anything going on in my body and my joints and so forth.
Oh, that's great.
And you don't have to wrap it. You can wear it during the day because it's not greasy.
Sure.
Okay, but don't hang up because we want to get some information. Thank you so much, Lori. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we have two more of these phenomenal giveaways from Dr. Stephen Thane. We're also going to talk about this idea of health and health status. How are we doing here? You know, what is it that we can learn that Dr. Stephen Thane is so committed to that he, you know, that we could learn from so that you don't have to go through kind of the experience that I went through, which is basically called the patchwork. I'm a cabbage patch doll. That's what I like to think of myself. But when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll explain the giveaway and much more here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, go to the Dr. Pat Show website, sign up for us on Facebook. Right on the right-hand side, you can click. You get into Facebook, you get into Twitter. You can download the podcast, get right into iTunes and subscribe to it. That and much more. Dr. Stephen Thane joining me here today. This is such a really important show. Before we continue with the conversation, we've got an event to tell you about, as well as a couple of giveaways. And so today's topic, understanding health choices, patch or fix, disease care or health care. It's an interesting, we call it health care system. Relief concept, corrective concept, Dr. Stephen Thane of Wellness One. Dr. Stephen, if you would just give out some information, first of all, about Wellness One, then also I want to talk about the class. And let's start off with telling folks what your Pay It Forward giveaway is today.
We're given the opportunity to come into our office. So we'll do a full evaluation. We'll do a history consultation, then to go through an examination. The exam consists of taking a look at three major factors that affect health in the body. First one is the nerve system and how that's functioning. If there's any areas of neurologic irritation that it could be present, could be affecting the function of the body. Secondly, we look at stress. And what this is a simple adrenal stress test where we're looking at how stress is affecting you. I'll tell everybody, I can't get rid of your stress, but I can help your body physiologically deal more effectively with it. And there is a marker, a simple test that we do that can tell us if the adrenal glands are weak. And I say the adrenal glands because they're the main stress gland.
Yes, they are.
So if we have a lot of emotional or chemical stresses in time, those glands will become weakened. And there's a simple test we can do to assess that. And through some supplement or nutritional guidance, you can make great changes with that. Thirdly, we take a look at toxicity. You know, there's a very simple test that people can do is pH. You take a look at your pH, and if your pH is really acidic, then you are a prime candidate for bacteria and viruses, cancers and tumors. 97% of all cancer patients test acidic.
Yeah.
And so that seems to be an important thing, if you ask me, considering how many people are getting cancer these days. So if we can take a look at that and work towards correcting that, and we have a revolutionary cleansing plan that we have in our office to help people to restore balance in those areas. So that's what we look at, and that's what they'll get, is an evaluation to look at all three of those different factors. Now, if all those are fine, then there's nothing I would do at this point in time, but those are the things that we look at. And honestly, usually I find something in one or all three areas, and that's usually what's affecting people's health in some way.
Well, and we have given one of the three away to Lori, who just called in. But we have two of these available. These are huge. I got to experience working with Dr. Thane myself. And I was I don't know if he's going to share any of that. I was just fascinated by, first of all, his approach and how absolutely pinpoint he is. Let's do this really simply. For those of you that would like to be gifted one of these evaluations, you would have to be able to go to Bellevue. It's that simple. You can give us a call toll-free here. Brian will pick up the phones and we'll get your information. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And don't forget, if you have a question and you want to give that to Brian or you want to come on air and ask it, please go ahead and do that. Let's talk about the class as well and let people know about that.
I got a class tomorrow night, actually. This is a special class system regarding the holiday festivities. This time of year is a very stressful time for most people. We have so many things going on, so many demands on our time, and, of course, the temptations. So I've put together a little presentation on how to address the holiday blues, holiday stress, 10 key quick things you can do to eliminate the holiday weight gain. So there's a good one. So if you'd like to learn those, that is tomorrow night. 6:15 at my office. There's a few spots left, so if you're interested, contact the office and we'll save one of those spots for you.
Give out that phone number, please.
425-644-8386.
All right, give him a call. And this is going to be, for those of you out there, I just want you to know, this is pretty incredible for you to be able to step into this and get some help around this holiday season. You know, here's the deal with stress. I know this is going to sound a little bit, listeners listening to the show, they're thinking, okay, we have stress all the time.
Yes.
So, for example, I'm going to get my hair done today at 3.
Okay.
Now, you may not think this is a problem, okay? I don't know if it's a guy chick thing, but honestly, I'm going to get my hair done. And I had something radical done to it, and it's going to be adjusted. I was worrying. I was dreaming about this, right? Like I don't have enough to worry about
right.
or think about.
Okay.
So I was dreaming about this. And so just that little thing, I laughed at myself this morning. And I said, really, Pat? Are you serious? But you see how easy it is just to get let something like that is? Oh. Now let's talk about some of the bigger things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's very interesting because you're right. You've heard the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff.
That's right.
And then everything small stuff, right?
But then it builds up, right?
It does build up.
So then it led to, so let me be completely trivial right now. Then it led to, I got to get my nails done. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Oh, right? And then there's the list. And then what? I'm overwhelmed?
Yep. And then that takes its toll because all that emotional thought, by the way, every thought we have results in a chemical change in our body because it releases certain hormones. So all that stress starts building up. And by the way, those little adrenal glands are now working really hard to deal with all those little thoughts that are happening. So then they get fatigued and they're supposed to be working for other more important type of stresses. And that's how the body gets out of balance.
Well, the good news is I do this show and I have a lot of tools now that I'm not completely, spacing out. Tools.
Meditation, yoga.
Exactly. Put on that. And you know what? So interesting you mentioned this. Every day I have a meditation CD by Alea Dow, and she's a great sound healer. Uh-huh. And her CD is called Awakening. It's beautiful. Every day I turn on my computer. The first thing I do is I pop that CD on. Turn on the speakers and just play it.
There you go.
I didn't do that today.
Ah, interesting.
Isn't that fascinating? Unbelievable. But let's talk about this idea so that we can help our listeners make sure that we go through the process and understand that we really do have that magic inside. So when we talk about, looking at health and wellness and the health status, where are we with that, Dr. Thane? And what can we do about it? Because so much is governed by healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and it varies per state. You couldn't have this conversation in some states in this country without people coming after you.
That amazes me. But I'm from around here, so I've always just kind of spoke my thought process.
Yeah, we had a caller from, I'm not going to mention the state, about 6 months ago.
Wow.
When she asked her doctor about it. So, yeah.
As far as where we are at, our country, we have more doctors per capita than any other country on earth. We spend more money than anybody else, and yet we are way down on the list. Matter of fact, last statistics I saw, we were in just above 50 or so in the top 50 countries, countries.
We were
as far as our health. We're bad.
Yeah, bad. It was bad.
Somebody told me the other day we've slipped even further than that.
Yeah, actually we did based on the latest Census Bureau information.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how is that possible? We spend more money than anybody else. We have more available to us than anybody else, but it's not working. So that should tell us something right there. The patch idea isn't working. I have a new doc started in my office, and he actually, for one of his trainings, he went over to Tibet and saw people over there. And he said, in some of those countries, he said, they pay their doctor when they're well, and when they get sick, they don't pay him. Hey, there's an idea. Maybe the doctor's idea should be to keep you healthy rather than treat just when you are sick and symptoms. But that's what we need to focus on. What creates health in the body? It's created from some very basic things. I started a conversation a little bit earlier. We were talking about how it is simple. It's very simple. We do need to exercise. We do need to drink more water, good water, not chlorinated, fluoridated water. We need to get rest. We need to do some meditation type things. We need to look within, because the answer is within. And those are the simple things. It's not rocket science. It's actually quite simple. And you've all heard these things. But those are the things we need to get back to. And that's what health will be created from.
Well, let's talk about some examples of people that you see. I mean, you see people every day. Folks come into your practice. They come in with something.
Yeah.
Something that's not right. And usually we present a problem. We say, oh, I'm coming in, my back aches. And then what we discovered is not really that. Let's talk about the holistic approach to what you do that helps discover, or let's just say pinpoint, what might be going on. And feel free to use me as an example, because I pretty much came in not thinking there was a I took the test and not thinking, oh, okay, you know, I've got some things wrong with me, but never expected to have the experience I had.
Well,
really.
And I'm looking forward to doing the full workup
on you.
Yeah, me
too.
Because we just did the preliminary meningeal test on you. And but that's the key is when I look at somebody, I don't treat any particular symptom. That's the unique thing in my office. When you come in, I'm not going to be going, okay, first of all, I will take your history of what symptoms you're having. Of course, I want to know. But ultimately, what I'm looking for is how can I help this body to work better on its own? And so in our evaluation, that's where we're looking at those major processes of what can we simply do to provide the body the ability to work better on its own. One of which, of course, is the neurologic system, knowing that the nerves carry the energy and vitality throughout the entire body and runs and regulates things. If there's stress or pressure there, I don't care how good you eat, how positive your attitude is, or how much you're exercising. If the brain can't communicate to the cells, you've got a problem. Things will not work right, even if you are trying to do all those other things correctly. So that's a key important factor. And you know, all the studies, by the way, keep coming back to, boy, there's a neurologic response here. The nerve system's tied to the immune function. The nerve system's tied to allergy problems. The nerve system's tied to asthma problems. Yes, it is. Why? Because it's the running regulator of all of it. So that's the unique thing that we will look at is how can we help that system to work better. But then we take a look at some of those other factors like I talked about in regards to, you know, basic nutrition things and then hopefully encouraging people. And a lot of it is just creating that hope with people. I have people come in all the time where just, you know, they're just depressed over where their health is, and they've been many other places and they've taken lots of other things and it just doesn't seem to be getting any better, and they got this list of 10 or 12 drugs they're taking. Well, and they started me off with this, but then I started having this, so they gave me this, but then I started having this and they gave me that. And what I'm trying to do is, okay, well, let's tap into what we can naturally, and then all of a sudden, hopefully, with the guidance of their physicians, they can get off of those things. I don't prescribe drugs and I don't take them off drugs.
Right.
I simply provide their body to start working better. And then when they go back, the doctor goes, well, hey, you know, this is doing better. We don't need this anymore. Well, great. Then they can instruct them to take them off that.
And part of this is really knowing that if, you know, when the folks come to you, they at least now have some information that they can go back and actually start to ask their doctor questions. I actually didn't even know the questions. Before I knew it, I was on four major steroids. One is used a form of chemo.
Wow.
Yeah. And, by the way, and then an intravenous. Okay, so you don't know until all of a sudden the doctor says, oh, these are not working. We're going to have to increase them. And then we increase them. And then you see, okay, wait a minute. You know, how many more of these does one have to take?
Yeah.
And the good news for me is I do live here.
Yeah.
I do get to talk with you.
You have choices.
I do get to talk to somebody like Dr. Darvish, who I found.
Mm-hmm.
And the listeners do, too. So aren't we also saying to folks today, please ask questions.
Ask questions, absolutely. I mean, I love it when people ask questions because it's important. You know, by the way, the word doctor means teacher. We're supposed to teach people, and that's what we're supposed to do, provide you the information, and you make the choices. And I don't tell anybody what they have to do. I simply will assess them, provide them information. They make the choice that they want to do. If they want to do patch care, that's where we'll go. I'll help them get there. If they want to make a difference, and I'll provide them the opportunity, the information that I know. And if I don't have it, I'll find it for them. But then let them make the choices that they want to make.
Well, that's it. Because you do have to meet people exactly where they are.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Over time, you know. It really is trial and error. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how do we change the consciousness? This is really the challenge. This is it. I know doing a show like this is one part of it, but we are the tip of an enormous iceberg. When we come back, Dr. Stephen Thane will tell us about consciousness, what it means, and what his passion and mission is all about. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Internationally known, profound intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, you got to give Dr. Stephen Thane some credit here, an acknowledgement, and I will. Because to come out in public on a show like this and talk about wellness and talk about one's ability to have an incredible body that can heal is, for me, it is more than just a conversation. It is a passion and a purpose. And that is what he and all of the folks at Wellness One are about. And I've said this over and over again for those of you that are listening in the Pacific Northwest, but also those of you that are getting this over there at WBOQ 1230 or are getting it on CBS or CRN. Wherever you're picking this up from, whether it's Indiana, understand that what we're talking about does apply to you. And what I mean by that is you get to take the knowledge from this show and go back to your practitioners, your doctors, and ask some of the questions we're bringing up here today. You may not get the answers that you may get if you go to see Dr. Thane, but call his office. And if he knows a chiropractor in your area that he can connect you with, he will. But don't stop asking the questions. That is the key. Now, we're going to talk about this change in consciousness, and we also have a caller calling in with another question. We are doing this now.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And I, to change consciousness, it's kind of that thing of you got to look in the mirror. it starts with us, and it starts with each one of us individually, you know, like you say, asking more questions and seeking answers and trying to gain a better understanding. And that's because you can't change other people, but you know, us just having conversation like this gets other people thinking, and then they start asking more questions, and then they hopefully talk to someone who asks more questions, and then that's how it spreads from there, and that's how consciousness changes. Starts with a conversation and asking some questions.
It does. And you know, a lot of the times we may not have the exact answer. But we certainly have a body of information that we could say, you know what? Mary Jo had this going on, and she did this, and it worked for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so there may be a point in time, just like our previous caller, Lori, that called in, you know, there may be ways to say, look, it may be a bigger, you may have a bigger canvas than you think to work with, but yes, you got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere. Yeah, absolutely.
As we usually do, Mr. Benny, let's start with you. Do we have a caller?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were asking me a separate question. Sure. Let's take Diane from Totem Lake. She has a gallbladder issue.
Hi, Diane. Welcome to the show.
Fine. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I'll skip the gallbladder thing because it's ongoing. But I really wanted to know what form of medicine this doctor uses. And I'm not real impressed with Western medicine. I've always gone to naturopaths, that type of thing. But I'm having difficulty finding somebody that I can connect with to. I'm not a doctor shopper.
Okay.
And I want somebody that knows their business and can zero in on what the problems are and just give me direction.
Well, you know, Dr. Stephen Thane is a chiropractic, and a chiropractor, but more importantly, he's a chiropractor that believes in wellness and wholeness. And, you know, I'm going to let him answer this question for you. But one of the things we talked about on a previous show with him is how the body, and especially in chiropractic care, how, you know, everything is related to the nervous system. So I'll let you address this. Go ahead.
You know, and how I would approach that, of course, is assessing, is there any interference in the nerve system, first of all, to take a look at, because that's one of the things, that, again, that runs everything. As far as, you know, shopping a doctor, I certainly understand that and can appreciate your frustration in trying to do that. Unfortunately, there's always got to be some of that. You've got to find somebody that you do connect with, someone that hopefully will listen. We'll ask you the right questions and be working with you on the process. I mean, ultimately, everybody's health care is their own responsibility. You know, you're ultimately going to make the decisions. You're ultimately going to make the choices. We obviously just want to find somebody that hopefully will work with you to help you to do that and answer your many questions. So I wish I could give you an answer to find somebody, but it just comes from you're going to have to seek and find that. And if you're close by me, you certainly could come in and see me, and I'd certainly try and do the best I can to help you.
So,
well, I have every intention of calling and making an appointment. I was really impressed with the things you've talked about and with your approach.
Well, thank you.
Well, and yes, and also the thing I will say to you is we've had a couple of different, as a matter of fact, we have people on the show that we've worked with for years. And I would suggest you start with Dr. Stephen Thane, you know, Dr. Thane, and find out if there is a blockage there. Because, you know, everything that goes on is related to some part of the nervous system. And, you know, from there, you know, you can figure out, who do I feel comfortable with? Who do I trust? If you're looking for a naturopath, we certainly have people we can recommend for you. So can Dr. Thane. So if you do that, check out with him first. Find out if there's something, because you want to hear something amazing? The gallbladder is related to the nervous system. It is.
Yes.
That, no question.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had some things discovered about things that were out of whack in my nervous system, things that were going on that were related to parts of my body that I couldn't even believe.
Also, have you done a pH test on yourself?
Yes, I have. And I'm it's usually under 6.4.
Okay, that's extremely acidic.
That's too low.
That's nearly 100 times more acidic than it should be. So,
and you can fix that, though. And when you come in to see Dr. Thane, you can help with that?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. That's really important to me. I've stressed on that a lot. My brother is after me all the time to work better on that, so I'm glad to know that you're in tune with that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know what? Also, it's not that complicated to adjust. Yeah. I just want to, right, Dr. Thane?
Yeah. You know what? You can start today, glass of water, and put lemon in all the water you drink.
Exactly.
Lemons have an alkalining effect on the body, so make sure you put fresh lemon, organic preferably.
Every day.
Do you drink lemon water once a day or several times a day?
I drink 100 ounces a day.
Beautiful.
Wow, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with nothing else in it other than fresh lemon juice.
But you're still at a 6.4, huh?
Well, I haven't taken it in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Today. Yep, things like coffee, that's not going to work. You know, so there are other things
Water's the only thing I drink.
Okay. So you may have to do what I had to do. I had to infuse myself with a bunch of greens and a whole bunch of other green drinks and stuff like that to get it up.
Yeah, I'm working on that one as well. I just don't want to get into the cod liver oil and all that stuff. There's
No. Oh, yeah. Well, go see Dr. Thane. Don't get into that right away. That's painful.
I really appreciate your input, and I definitely will make an appointment. Thank you so much.
You bet. Dr. Thane, give out your website and phone number again, if you would, please.
425-644-8386, and the website's www.bellevue.wellnessone.net.
And we'll see you next time right here on the Dr. Pat Show, everybody.